The Traveler's Journal, July 19th. Appreciating New Jersey's High Point. If High Point is not a concept you'd normally associate with New Jersey, you've probably never visited the magnificent mountain range in the Garden State's northwest corner. Kittatinny Mountain, at 1,800 feet, is its peak. When it was laid out in the 1920s, High Point State Park, which included the huge forest that surrounds the peak, became New Jersey's first state park. The reality of High Point certainly contradicts any false notions of New Jersey as a wall-to-wall urban industrialized place. The mountain's crisp stony ridges are flanked with thick stands of oak, hemlock, cedar, and pine. Lush banks of rhododendron fringe cool mountain lakes. Long hiking paths, including a section of the Appalachian Trail, wind through the park's forests. The scenic Serpentine Drive, with its stone guardrails that sweep to Kittatinny's summit in long, graceful arcs, is both a masterwork of architecture and a treat to drive. At the road's end, you'll find the park's premier landmark, the 220-foot high granite obelisk, which crowns its summit. Climbing the steps to its top is worth the effort. The reward? A 360-degree panorama stretching from Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains to the Catskills of New York. The park has several areas with multitudes of cabins and campsites for those so inclined. This much is certain. Once you've had a chance to witness High Point's quiet beauty, you'll never think of New Jersey the same way again. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.